You are appearing at Prairie Lights in Iowa City tonight and tomorrow morning at DMAC in Ankeny. It's part of the campus's Celebration of Literary Arts. So tell us how you are planning to contribute to the celebration.
Well, first of all, Matt and everybody in Iowa, thank you so much for having me and not turning your dial to go to something else. I just feel so honored every time I'm invited back to Prairie Lights and to DMAC. I mean, both of these institutions have been so incredibly supportive of my work, but also of all of the writers that I admire. So I hope that I can make a contribution, but more than anything, I just want to be in the communities that Prairie Lights and DMAC have created so that I can learn from the contributions of everybody involved.
You have won international acclaim for your short stories, and this new book, Encounters with Unexpected Animals, is your latest collection. Tell us a little about it.
It's a collection of short stories. There are animals in some of the stories that people will recognize. In other stories, the animals may not appear as what we normally think of in terms of an animal, but I think there's some kind of creatureliness in the stories. But more than that, this is a book that I've been working on for, I think, about 15 years, alongside while I was working on the last novel that I wrote. That thing would try to kill me every once in a while, and it would break my heart, and it would ram my head into a wall. And then I would think, okay, this isn't going to work, so I'm going to go over here and write a story about an animal. And then that story about an animal would ram my head into a wall and try to kill me and try to run me off a cliff. So I'd think, well, the novel wasn't so bad, so I'll jump back to the novel. And I did that about 10 or 12 times, and lo and behold, now there's a book.
You don't make ratting sound very, very alluring.
I'm trying to dissuade any would-be writers from trying to take my job. But the reality is that I find writing to be one of the most difficult things that I've ever done, one of the most difficult things that anybody else will ever do. It's one of the few things that gets harder the longer that you do it. You know, if you think about like walking or talking or riding a bicycle or swimming, the more you do that, it gets easier. It's really hard at the beginning, but the more you do it, the easier it gets, the more comfortable you get. It's the exact opposite with writing. The longer that you write, the more difficult it gets, the harder it gets. So I really sort of hate writing, but I love having written. There's nothing that compares to having worked your tail off on a story or a book and having spent months, if not years, with these characters and then getting them across the finish line or them taking you across the finish line. It's a kind of exhilaration and comfort that it for me, it sort of borders on the divine. You feel like you're a part of something else, but the actual daily labor of getting there, it's miserable.
A close and reliable source tells me that you had once told an Iowa writer's workshop about how, in your travels, you had an unexpected encounter with a clown convention in a hotel ballroom, and that you had always wanted to incorporate that into a story. You have a clown convention story in your new book. Have you been hanging on to this idea nugget for 20 years?
It's your close and reliable source is amazing. They should be taken out to dinner. They should be bathed in gifts and diamonds and anything else that they want. But basically, yes. That was it. I was on a skateboarding trip and I had been skating all day. I was definitely bleeding from my shin. I was exhausted. I was drenched in sweat. And so I went to check into the hotel wanting nothing more than to shower and get all this blood and sweat off me. And I walked into the lobby and there were 400 clowns there. And if I were someone who had a phobia of clowns, I would have vaporized on the spot. But instead, I found myself in the middle of this weekend-long clown convention. And so every morning I would sneak into their panels and take notes on all the things that they were doing and learning. And I just kept thinking, there's a story here, there's a story here. And then eventually there was.
Studies are finding that people are reading less, or at least reading fewer long-form novels. You write novels and short stories. Would you say the short story is a little more palatable to readers, or maybe kind of a gateway drug to get them to try something longer?
It might be. It's a huge question, Matt, and I appreciate it. And I think the inverse is actually true. I think stories are a lot harder to read than novels. I think they require a different level of participation and concentration and attention from the reader. And a lot of people don't want to do that. So it should make sense that something that's shorter and more digestible in a single sitting, that should be more appealing. But I actually think the larger reading public is drawn to a novel because it's a more leisurely, more passive experience. You can put the book down and pick it up, and you're going to find the characters exactly where you left them. With a story, you could do that, but the impact the story leaves on you is going to be vastly different than it is if you're reading a 300-page novel. That said, I've never really been concerned about people reading or not reading. I don't think we've ever really been a huge country of readers. I think it's always been a very small and intense group. And I think that group is still there. I still have faith in the reading public, the people who are gravitating towards serious books. I have faith in them, and I always have.
Lastly, Brett, authors usually sell their books at events to autograph, but as part of this appearance at DMACC, you're giving away books to people who attend. That's a very nice incentive, especially for cash-strapped college students. How did this arrangement all come about?
I mean, that's all through DMACC. They gave, and I'm sure they do this with everybody. They gave me the choice of they could put some money in my pocket, or they could put that money toward buying books for the students. And, you know, 10 times out of 10, I am, and I'm sure so many of the other authors who come through the Celebration of Literature, they're going to choose giving the books to the students. I was a student in community college in South Texas, and reading changed my life. A class in community college in South Texas is absolutely what is sending me to DMACC tomorrow. And it's a long way to connect the dots, but it's all because I went to a community college and a professor there, a la Mark Dickinson at DMACC, found a way to ignite my imagination and open up the doors of possibility for my life all through the pages of a book. And I know that's what DMACC is trying to do. I know that's what Mark is trying to do. And how can I not participate in that? How can I think of that as anything other than an honor to be invited into that kind of community?